accession number 19094, reel 5.
Major Patterson, reel 5.
I arrived with a piece of cloth over his shoulder, just a piece of cloth, nothing else. And he was in a bit of a state. He was thin as a rake, and he had a very old man. And anyway, the cook said, "I can't get rid of him. He wants something to eat." And that, I said, "Well, give him something to eat and a cup of tea, sort of thing." Tell him that if he chops some wood, he can probably get a meal later on. Ever since then, he decided he would stay. So he stayed with us, and he slept just outside the cookhouse somewhere. And he chopped the wood daily, and got enough to keep him going in that. And I actually gave him a few bob a week, sort of thing, to get his cigarettes, so he was quite happy. But on one occasion, that the Kay and the other wife that was staying there, they had thrown out some clothing or something, and that was the days when there were stockings, not these tights, and some old stockings had been thrown out or something. He appeared, the old chap, he appeared one morning with a stocking over his head. He was very, very willing, and he was very, very old. It was a shame, really, but at least we made him happy.
Did you go out on patrol yourself?
I went out on one big one, a sweep, and that was up in the not in the thickest bamboo, but in that area where they were clearing. And we came across a Mau Mau village, but the birds had flown, sort of thing. But there was a lot of stuff. All the accommodation was very, very well low built, covered bushes, that so they could crawl into with a covering over it and that. And they left a lot of stuff in there, rhino horn and things like that, the masks and the odd spear and what have you, which we collected and took back with us. Took that back, but they had gone. They had gone themselves. There was a giraffe carcass lying there, which they had been obviously eating off.
Do you think that sweep did much good?
It cleared the village anyway. We destroyed everything that was there, so that they wouldn't go back there. But when you saw these Mau Mau, when you looked them in the eye, they just weren't there. They had this the stare sort of thing, and they used to use this, what they called bang, I think it was the one it was used, fermented banana. And they used to eat this, and this, I don't know if there was any other ingredient in it, but this used to drive them, haywire sort of thing. And they got this dreadful glazed look about them, and this is when all the atrocities and that, when they'd been on that, what happened within the chopping people up and what have you, and anything that the saw was put to the knife of that.
You mentioned the spotter aircraft that you went up with the CO in.
Mm.
Would they be very effective in?
Well, but that was more or less for air communication. But it has been known for them to use the spotter aircraft. We take a few grenades up. If you come across a gang on the move, dropping them on top of them.
Did Did that happen when you were up?
No, not when we were up, because we were there. We never saw any at all there. And I didn't see any movement with them. No gang members at all.
You mentioned camp followers. What did they consist of?
Well, that was a camp followers. They said that was people who were employed, you know, with the military sort of thing, and you know, and digging latrines and all that sort of thing, and that, and so you had to be very careful with them, because you didn't know if they were Mau Mau, although they were vetted and whatnot, that they could easily turn if the pressure was put on them.
Did you have any contact with the Asian or Indian community there?
No. Well, I say that other than using the shops, and they seem to have in every sizable town where there were whites or Asians, they seemed to have the all the stores and that sort of thing. And the trading with the with the locals, I don't know if they did well, if they charged them too much or not, but they did a lot of trade with them. They were all right with us. They were pretty good. You could such things as get your shoes made and that sort of thing, handmade and what have you, and that. But they're pretty good that way. And there were some good tailors amongst them.
Any other memories of Kenya before you describe how you came to leave?
Let me think. I'm trying to think of something up there.
What about the police? How did you find their work in Kenya?
The
work of the police in Kenya.
The police. Well, they were there. They did a lot of work as well. But they were more inclined to be in the towns, sort of thing, in Nairobi and that. But they did go out in the field as well, and a lot of the police came from UK when the rebellion started, sort of thing. Because I think they went there as inspectors. So that was quite not a bad number for them. That.
How did you come to leave Kenya?
We handed over to the Gloucesters, and then again we moved to Nairobi and trained there. And we had a very silly and nasty incident happened after we were entrained with an officer of the staff, not one of ours, that when the train was moving out, they came to see us off and whatnot, and all shouting about and saying farewell and that, and he threw a I'm not quite sure what it was. It was a much larger than a thunder flash, something a bit heavier than that. And one of our officers lost one or two fingers. Another one had stomach wounds, and another one, I think there were three of them, with facial wounds. And the CO was raging. He was raging. But anyway, I think they had, two of them had to go into hospital. I think we had to leave them there. And the other one was not quite so bad. But this was one of these things that that should never have happened. And that officer eventually, he committed suicide, the one that had done it.
Is that because of that?
I think so, yeah. Well, I mean, it was a dreadful thing to do in that. you've probably been on the wine, I don't know. But it was very stupid. It put a sort of a blot on the, leaving Kenya there. It's through history, Peter. But again, we went down to Mombasa. The families had already moved down there, and they were in a camp down there, especially for families. And I think they were down there for about a week before we went off, and we got on board ship and back home to Glasgow.
So the throwing of that firework or whatever it was a piece of horseplay, was it?
Yeah, that's what it was, yes, nothing else, but it was very stupid when the thunder flashes and that. They can do an awful lot of damage, but that seemed more than, I don't know if it was a sort of stun grenade of some kind, but it wasn't necessary at all. But we had a very pleasant journey back, and we had lovely accommodation on the ship. I can't remember the name of it now. But we had the Red Sea rig wear, you know, that tartans, regimental belts and white shirts and bow ties and that sort of thing, and a lot of entertainment on board and that, and really good fun.
So you went back to the Clyde? You went back to the Clyde?
Yeah, we went back to Glasgow, yeah, and up the Clyde, yeah.
And that must have been 54?
54, yeah. But we had an incident going through the Red Sea, I think it was. We were in the middle of a party, and I think it was a RAF officer who was in there. There were other people with us as well for coming back from different places. And he was sort of MC of this thing and that, and he was dressed up in one of our officers, the kilt and whatnot, and he had a skean do in his leg, you know, the leg knife, and the ship suddenly lurched, you know, when a ship lurches, it lurches badly, and then it sort of steadied up, but everybody was taking off balance and that, and this bloke fell over and he cut his leg quite badly with the thing. And although that was sheathed, I think the knife was sheathed, I think he bumped against something at the, it knocked the sheath off the knife and it went into his leg. But apparently it was a drunken captain on a smaller vessel, coming the opposite way, nearly run into the ship, and the ship caught that just in time and that, and that's what caused the lurch. But this, I don't know what we didn't hear what happened to the others, the ship's captain, but other than that, he had been extremely drunk.